It's floating.
Oh my god, this is day 5 of our month trip.
We're in the middle of nowhere of our month trip.
This is fucked.
What did we sign up for? We have cook with us though.
I thaw out and say, this is the type of adventure I was looking for. And then I pass out. Because I'm drunk. And
let's take like a 2-minute break.
Okay. That was fun.
Melt out of Zanvilar's balls. And the first rays of morning make their way over not the horizon, but what you see to be a very, very large island in the distance. And you're only a couple miles away from it, as you can see. And it gets higher and higher. There's not really any sign. There's no sign of any of the other boats or the ship anywhere. But as Cook points out, he's, well, looks like that's where we're gonna be having breakfast. And you almost feel that the current underneath you is bringing you actually straight towards the island.
Mm. Well, looks like we have to go.
Right.
I look at Smeckledorm as a plank for the save, bro. Next time, if you could use a rope.
Did he take damage? How much?
How much damage did that do?
Yeah.
Rare Frost does like 1d3 damage.
All right.
Do I have to roll for that?
1d3.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta roll. Roll a d6
and
divide it
in half. And
then
add one
half
of your wizard level to it, which is 1.
It automatically does 1 damage to you, Simon.
Like way under the.
I mean, frozen solid.
We have more d6s. I'll get it later. Yeah, roll that one.
Roll and then divide by 2. 2.5, so 2.
So
3? 2?
Definitely,
yeah, it's
3. You take 3 damage.
So you write that in this big square. Somewhere, like I'm at 7 right now or something. I'm just kind of put.
You guys land on the, what looks, as a couple more hours pass and the sun gets higher and higher, it's now, you know, 7, 8 in the morning. And, you come slowly to shore onto a sandy beach about 20 yards wide, well, like 50 yards from the ocean to a very dense-looking jungle. And the current kind of stops, so you have to hop out and kind of drag yourselves ashore.
I swim to shore
and
walk
get to
beach.
Land.
I'm fucking hungover.
Yeah.
Tired, I haven't slept, cold, trying to warm up from the sun rays.
Cook slogs through in his
I start looking for food out in the trees or something. I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Okay.
Yeah,
you can do that, but
things.
Do you wanna do a survival check?
Yeah, sure.
Alright.
Oh shit, there it is.
Fuck.
Ooh, that was good. 16.
I was gonna say 15. You find a tree, and high up in the tree are some ripe-looking fruits.
Alright,
climb the tree. Okay, yeah, you climb up there and you...
I got an 8.
You climb the tree and you knock them down, and there's enough for everyone to have one pretty good-sized fruit.
Dates.
I bring back the party some fruits.
Thanks,
Juan. Alright, thanks, says Cook.
Give it to them.
And you notice as you are sitting around, just kind of lost in your own thoughts, maybe.
Eating the fruit. I wonder what kind of fruit this is. And I go, oh well. And I take a bite out of it.
It's pretty good. It's better than it could be, but it might just be given the situation.
I bring up the fact that we almost died.
Yeah, I say, yeah, that's pretty crazy, isn't it?
You guys remember last night? That was fucked up, right? That twister came right towards us, no matter where we went.
Never in my years on the sea have I seen such an act of nature.
You guys see that silhouette in the moon?
I was trying to dodge it, too.
I throw in a...
What do you guys...
putting joke about how my ex-wife was...
Did you see that guy start out?
So
I was in the crow's nest. I saw some dude lit on fire and throw to a window.
Yeah, how'd that happen? Holy shit, I saw
was that.
That was Smekeldorf here.
Holy shit.
What?
Single-handedly, mutinizing our dear Captain Gaboosh.
Oh, thank God. Dude.
What?
Nice job, man.
He was my big man, and I was his little helper. Why would you do that to him?
Kirk just shakes his hand.
We had a thing for those 5 days.
I thank you for saving my life, Speckledorf, but I don't think Gaboosh had to go that way. However, after last night, I mean, who could say? We're lucky to be sitting here on this sand eating these mangoes, but boy, I'm thirsty. And you all recall that you have, like, no water.
Yeah, that's a problem.
The beach, you kind of notice that as you look down into the surf, that various planks, half of barrels, and other ship-like debris seem to be washing down the beach, right, almost enticing you to go that way.
Let's go check it out. Maybe we get some wine.
And,
yeah, I follow the debris down the beach.
So you were heading, technically you were heading northeast-ish along the beach. You're just walking along, and after about a mile of this, you see, as you come around a bend, far and far in the distance, a heavy line of cliffs with waves crashing against them that look impenetrable. And about half a mile in from that, you see the other half, the back half of the ship has been washed up, and it's you know, ground in the sand, not on the shore. It's about maybe 50 yards from the shore. And
I wanna walk all the way to the down part of the ship.
Me too.
Yeah, guys, I think our gear might be in that.
Sounds good.
As you get close to the ship, you see sitting there on the sand, staring at it, sitting cross-legged on the sand, a man in dirty purple robes, staring out at the sea.
Gaboosh, what's up?
By like a little shard, a little crispy.
As you get close, he turns over his shoulder to you guys, and you can see that half of his hair is burnt,
God,
and his face is messed up, and his robes are all burnt and dirty. And he's sitting there looking as ruinous as a man can possibly look.
Covered
in sand.
I take a few steps away just to see what happens.
I chuckle amusedly to myself.
I walk up like
I got nothing, he says. Everything was lost.
First of all, I don't believe him.
Everything was lost.
So what's he staring? He's staring at our...
He's just staring at the ship, half the ship in the water in disbelief.
Well, no, he's only worried about the hundreds of gold or whatever worth of supplies. I walk past him and I go, I don't know how to do first aid on burns, but I want to go find my battle axe. And I run to the back and I go see what I can find inside of the ship.
Well, it's on. You gotta swim out there a little bit.
Oh, it's on the water? I thought I washed
it's
that.
It's like dug into the sand.
Yeah, are we assuming we have all the gear?
You don't have anything.
Okay.
You had like, you wouldn't have all your shit was kind of in your bunks.
Right, okay.
Ask someone if they can grab my backpack, because dwarves don't swim so well.
I guess we should swim out there.
I swim out
there. As you guys sit, you swim out there, you see Cook, Cook sits down next to Gaboosh on the sand.
Well, I'm hanging out there too, I'm not
right. And Smekeldorf hanging out there too.
Kind of awkward.
You guys,
a little reunion.
Last time we saw each other was 6 hours ago, and you fucking set me on fire.
You guys, you go to the ship, and you know, it's the back end of it that wasn't cracked, not the fucked up part, is like hanging up, so you kind of have to climb up through the ripped up part. And you're able to find your three chests. Securely tied down to where they were.
Nice.
And all your gear is there. You
way
can bring back Speckle
the
Dwarf.
Lock.
Nice. Swim back safely.
You also notice you grab a barrel. Actually, no. You don't find anything. No water, though, yet.
No Jeez. Water.
No.
We should probably look
no
for
ale. No nothing.
Yo, in the ship here?
In the ship, yeah.
All right, well, so we're kind of like dangling and like hanging on, like, because the ship's upright.
Yeah, there's like ropes
so,
and shit everywhere.
Should we roll something to search for water?
Yeah, well, I'm going to use my climbing ability to, like, climb around the ship. And I got a 19 to last.
Nice.
So I'm trying to climb around to, like, because
it's
all weird vertical, so I'm trying to get some weird supply
parts.
You find, you don't find any barrels, but you find one of the sailors who looks like he must have fallen during the storm and broke his neck, and tied around his waist is a skin of water, and it's about 3/4 full.
Is he still alive? Or like
no, he's
dead.
Dead.
Oh,
he's
dead.
Cold and stiff.
I loot the body. And I
you
say,
get the water.
I say, Desna, be with ye, and I would swim away, or right. Climb away.
I do the same thing, but in another direction of the ship. I get a 14.
What am I rolling for?
Just looking, climbing.
I was doing climbing, because I thought that'd be
okay,
right.
I got a 16.
You don't find anything.
All right. So, as I'm sitting on the beach, I'm a little tired of looking at Captain, so I was going to go look for some coconuts.
Sure.
Tired of water.
Looking at
sure, do a survival check.
Man, you're really fucking ugly. Who did that to you?
Alright. 15.
You don't find any coconuts, but as you're looking along the beach a little further down, you see what seems to be the only sort of trail into the otherwise not very penetrable forest along the beach, or it's more of a jungle.
Alright.
So, maybe you want to wait for your buddies.
Take notice and decide that I want to wait for some
you guys. Do you guys return to the beach?
Yeah, we swim in after finding the
water.
Alright, so you swim in and maybe Smuggledorf, do you want to share what you found?
Yeah, so I was a little grossed out by Captain over here, so I need some fresh air, and I found this cool path down the beach. I kind of think we might, I'd like to look for some more coconuts or maybe like a spring back there, so maybe we can mount an expedition this
afternoon. I'm not doing anything
today.
I disperse the water to the group. I give Captain at last. After everyone has gotten their full
Everyone's
trip.
Pretty fucking sick of the Captain.
Yeah. Well, I don't expect him to live long. I look at him and I go, sir, I don't
think
know.
He'd be dead.
Yeah, I thought.
He's not dead.
I don't know how to do this, but I'm pretty sure you're not going to make it.
You leave the skin of water with the Captain.
Yeah.
And as you guys head for the path,
dripping.
We're going to have a warm
Cook gets up and follows you, sort of solemnly. And the Captain, as you maybe look back, you see, the last thing you see is just the Captain just sitting there looking at his ship.
I almost feel bad.
In these purple rags.
But not really.
You enter the jungle.
Shit. Follow the path.
Does anybody like to maybe do a perception check to get more of a feel of this jungle?
I'll do it.
You don't even need a perception check. You find yourself in a thick jungle. Pretty tropical, pretty typical and tropical, but something about it seems a little off. Everything seems big.
So
bigger
big.
Than it normally would be on another island. Everything
yeah,
looks kind of old. The trees look a little older. The branches and the leaves thicker. And the birds, even the birds that are flying overhead seem large.
Whoa, did you hear that? It's so big.
The bugs are that's occasionally scurry underhead are big. I mean, it almost feels kind of old, kind of prehistoric in a way. And it's very foreign. But it's a jungle.
I asked Cook, have you ever seen anything?
There's only one island that I think this could be, but I won't know for certain until we make contact with any of the locals who live here. I think we should press on. And he doesn't say anything more. You can tell he's a little apprehensive.
Are you scared of what?
You should.
Well, if you think it's a certain island, are you scared of that certain island? Or you should tell us about it so we can.
I think we might be on the island of Drakiglad. Which is where the Dragonborn people are from. And they haven't taken too kindly to outsiders in the past, let alone a bunch of outsiders who wash up on their ship, their shores, in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Let's just keep our heads
so
down.
So we shouldn't really want to find the locals, maybe. Maybe we should be very wary of them and try to keep our distance.
I think they're
going to
find us.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Hopefully they find the
caption
for
yeah. As you guys want to keep going down the path, it just kind of is winding through you know, up and through the trees.
It's an actual path.
Yeah, you're on a path. So it looks like it's been, not like a cart path, like a foot path through the woods. Like people have taken this before.
Shit, okay.
And you would think that a path would have a destination.
Of course, yeah, I mean, we may as well.
Yeah, we're gonna have to find somewhere.
I mean, the locals here can't be that tough. It's a fucking island.
Right.
However,
everything is huge,
even the...
It is called Drekkaglad.
The beetles are the size.
Yeah, did you hear that cicada? It was so deep, that buzz.
Sparrows are the size.
As you continue along the path, you know, you've been going for maybe a half hour, 45 minutes, you're sweating. You kind of feel like you might be going up a little bit, slightly. The forest is dense. It's just dense, kind of hilly forest right now, though. From time to time, you catch through breaks in the trees, maybe some hills far off in the distance or something. Yeah, some hills far off in the distance.
Guys, look at those hills far off in the distance.
There's big rocks. From time to time, there'll be a huge rock in the woods all overgrown and shit. It's pretty a dynamic landscape. But as you notice, you suddenly see a point where it looks like a group of people had broken through the woods to the right and joined the path, and you see a handful of sloppy-looking footprints in the mud. And they continue going on the path, like, in the same direction you were going.
The footprints are going in the same along the path? Or
yeah.
Like
your food would be following whoever this was.
Are they fresh?
I don't know. Are they? You guys could maybe try to tell me.
I don't have anything like that.
Yeah, like
you're a ranger.
I'm not a ranger.
I thought you were a ranger.
You have survival? Is that good?
I think survival would be for tracking.
Sure.
You could handle animal. See if it's an animal footprint.
Oh shit.
No,
they're definitely human.
Okay, I'll do survival though.
Yeah.
18.
You can tell that these are like maybe then an hour before you guys.
Oh shit.
And
are they barefoot?
They're like boots, like rough boots. One person's boots and the other... You decipher that there is three people. One was on boots and the other two were barefoot.
Are the two barefoot ones, are they human?
They're human.
Okay, they look
they're
human.
They're all
barefoot.
Human.
They're not like some...
You would guess that they're all human.
That's
okay.
Really strange.
Alright, so we're following some people down this dirt path. That's not... Maybe that's not too weird. I mean,
like
this dirt path.
A developed person carrying the slaves or some fucking shit.
Oh, shit. You think... Well, that's why they're barefoot?
Yeah, that's why they're barefoot.
Well,
I don't know. Something's up.
You don't really have a choice but to go down this path unless you want to venture out into the woods, which is probably not.
That sounds like horrible. Dude.
Yeah, we don't really. We need to find the water, and the path's got to lead to something.
There'll be water.
Sure. We keep our wits about us.
As you go on the path for another half hour, and suddenly you come over a slight rise, and then down through the woods you can see an area where it fans out, and there's a. Beautiful, the most beautiful shade of crystal blue you've ever seen.
Oh,
a spring
shit.
And water pouring out of a rocky wall behind it into the spring. And lounging next to the spring in the sun are three of the sailors from your crew.
Oh.
Two of them are barefoot and one of them still has shoes on. You recognize them right away.
Classic.
These are three of the guys.
Classic.
And they have found the water, and so have you.
And they're like chilling in it?
No, they're chilling. They you can tell that they've just been drinking lots of water.
And
silently,
if I yell at them, yo, greet them.
No.
Sailormen. Seamen.
Fancy seeing you here, I say jokingly.
Oh, says the one with the boots and he waves back. And they're sitting 1, 2, 3 down the line, and they all wave back, and as they do, you hear a shrill cry. Going through the air, it almost sounds like a bird or some sort of creature, and you all stop, and all other noise in the forest stops, and all the sailors are looking like, what was that? And before you know it, all of a sudden, a dozen small reptilian-like lizards leap out of the forest around the spring and launch onto the three sailors and are attacking them violently. And they're screaming, and there's a dozen of them.
Oh, Jesus.
And they're running, and it looks like about 8 of them have taken to attacking these guys directly. And the one with the boots manages to fight them off and come come running up the path towards you guys, and the other two are, there's no hope for them.
I start making these motions, like, go away, get away, like, to him.
He's running closer and closer. You guys got help! Oh my god, what the fuck were those things? And as he's running towards you, a slightly larger one leaps out of the woods at him and catches him on his blind side and knocks him to the ground, and in one fell movement, rips his throat out with his jaws in a bloody mess, splattering blood all over the leaves and the grass. And then it looks at you and lets out another horrifying screech through his dripping jaw.
I drop prone and hide in the grass.
It knows you're there. It definitely knows you're there already.
I thought he was just running at the other people.
No.
Okay,
he's going to kill the other people.
I'm
going to
kill the,
he's looking at us,
the magic missile.
Without hesitation, Smeckledorf fires off a magic. That hits him automatically, right?
Yeah.
How much does it do?
1d4 plus 1.
You gotta roll d4.
1d4. No, plus 1 half. Okay.
Play half your level, it's 1. Half your level 1. That's that triangle one. And then you do the top number. Whatever's on the top.
So 4.
So you do 5 damage.
Hopefully that kills it.
You fire a magic missile at this thing and it gets hit, and you hit it pretty square on, and it takes a blast and it flies over the corpse, and it lets out another scream and scurries off down the path, and with alarming nimbleness it mounts the rocks above the spring and starts shouting out a series of short cries to what you now realize are its comrades. And it seems to be the pack leader and organizing these other ones. And they flurry into the woods surrounding you. And you can hear them rustling and scampering. And very quickly you realize that they're going to surround you on this tiny path.
We'll start running down the path backwards the other way. Yeah, the way we came from. Towards the captain.
Towards the captain? Yeah.
I'm
going to run that way.
I'm going to run back to the beach.
Okay.
The beach sounds pretty safe.
You guys are about... I took you... maybe an hour and 15 minutes to hike this
far. Oh, shit.
Never mind.
Maybe a long run.
Well, we gotta prepare for combat.
I think we should...
just about.
It's like,
should,
it doesn't...
run
I don't
into
like
the...
fight these guys. He just shot one with a missile. And
yeah,
shit.
I think we should run...
Well, you, that one was that one was a little bigger than the other ones.
He's the bigger one.
I think we should hide in the... We should jump into the spring.
They just all died.
Well, no, but they weren't in the water.
They
know
where
they
are.
Outside. I don't think lizards can swim very well. So I think we should go in the water.
I don't know.
This crazy land, and Cook pushes past you guys, and he runs down into the clearing, and running up to one of the corpses, he draws the rusty rapier that crewman had, and yells, "Stand and deliver," almost as if challenging these strange beasts.
Jesus, Cook.
So Cook's got some balls.
He rolls an initiative, and he gets the highest one of the group automatically.
Okay, well, I guess I follow Cook, because...
Yeah, I take out my spear.
Everyone roll initiative.
I got 11.
We all have to do it.
I start spinning up my nunchucks.
You add your initiative bonus.
16.
17.
Oh, actually, no, it was...
19.
Okay, so I got
19. Damn. As you guys run into the clearing, and, you draw your weapons, and, you're standing... We're gonna draw... We're gonna just make this rough as fuck, because I'm not drawing shit out.
So how many are there total that I have to kill?
13.
13 of these guys?
Oh, there's a dozen of the little ones and one big guy.
Okay, 12 minions. Okay, one leader. I grab my battle axe, or well, it's someone else's turn, but I grab my battle axe and I prepare. And I'll charge in. Going for one of the weak ones for sure.
Cool. Well, you guys have actually took them off guard by running into the path, and they are now swarming. They're going to be the V's. They're swarming out of the woods to sort of form a perimeter around you, and the big one's up here.
Mm.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. These are the dead guys. So there's Cook, there's Valadis, there's Smek, and there is
Zanvaler.
First up is Cook, and he runs at the closest one with his rusty rapier and swings with all his might. What's the AC of these little fuckers? Excuse me. 13. I'm going to say that Cook has plus one. Oh, he crits.
Damn, dude, he's going in.
Cook just bones on his head. What happens?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what Cook screams. For Her Majesty! And he swings his rusty rapier at the closest one. And in one swoop, he beheads the thing. And all the little ones around it are taken aback and leap back. And up next is Smekledorf.
We would have never thought that about Cook, that he was so into the monarchy.
Well, I don't know if I... how close am I?
You kind of are by the bodies.
All right.
I just put you over there. You got five of them.
Okay.
You can tell they're the hungry ones. They were just trying to eat and be little bitches.
All right. I'm going to start the... Since we're on the plains, I'll start the grass on fire to keep them away from me.
Ooh.
So I'll...
Use fire cone?
Fire cone.
Okay. So do spells just work automatically?
All right, well, he's not going to use it on someone. He's using it on the grass.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's up to you on that one.
Okay. Yeah, sure. You concentrate your flames and make a sort of a perimeter of fire right there. It goes all the way to the rock wall to the path. So now they're kind of cut off, these little guys. And you almost can hear it. It sounds like two of them scamper off into the distance.
Right.
One, two. Well, you can't tell. Just a few of them. Wait, can we get some action music going?
It's very calm in this woods as we kill these people.
Oh, these fucking reptile dinosaurs.
There we go. It's a little deeper jungle. Up next is, we're going to go ahead and give these guys a chance.
Okay.
And, little fuckers.
Oh,
and, Zanvaler. As you turn, one of the little ones leaps at you, and it's coming at you with its claws, and it's screaming. It's like a little velociraptor type thing, and, oh shit, I didn't even give them a, oh wait, whatever. It rolls and gets a, it gets a 16 versus your AC.
My AC is 19.
Oh shit, you deflect it with ease, and it's, now it's chilling, it's right by you. And then one of them also leaps at Vidalis.
What did he get?
And he rolls a, he gets a 3.
Oh, well, I got 15.
And
so
you easily shove him off with your battle axe. Mm-hmm. And it's now... It's now Zan's turn.
I take my heavy... crossbow. And I aim it at the big one.
Oh, up on, you turn around and fire at that one? Okay.
Kill him, finish him off.
What's your, you gotta roll for that.
Well, he's already blasted him once.
Yeah,
he's
a little
scared.
They'll all leave if you kill him. So what do I need to do?
Roll a d20 like you would, and subtract 2 from it because you're shooting.
As you,
as his gut, his crossbow mouth.
Yeah, as you go to pull the trigger, your crossbow muscle got wet or something, and the bolt actually flips back and slices past you, like almost just fucking almost takes your eye right out, and slices you right along, like right here to your ear, and you take 1 damage for that.
Fucking, that was like a -1.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
With
my eye.
This is Vidalis. You get to go.
I charge the... I don't have any range.
There's one right in front of you that you just warded off.
Well, I slash at him with my battle axe.
Fuck.
And I get an 18.
You fucking cleave it. Like, you just... You kill it. It was pretty clean.
Well, I did D8, but kill it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, two more of them are coming in. Two more of them are coming in at Vidalis. You killed the one in front of you, but there was two more right behind it, ready to go.
Okay.
The first one leaps at you with a 12.
Miss.
And you ward him off, and the second one gets an 18.
Hit.
And he hits you for... He finds a soft spot in your armor and just kind of scuffs you up and does a 1 damage. Up next is Cook. And he runs to back you up. That one that had moved up on Zanvilar. Mm-hmm. Cook runs over and you're kind of, oh my gosh, and he's like, and he grabs you and pulls you all the way and he swings at this thing with his rapier. And he misses, but he wards it off.
Okay,
he wards it off. And up next is Fett. Actually, yeah, it smacks.
All right, so I think I'm gonna use my my ray of frost again.
Ooh.
But I'm gonna try to get the rock that the big guy's on, make it all icy, and have him slip off the mountain.
What's the range on that?
Can he fly?
You know what page ray of frost is on?
Ray of frost is on 330.
Yeah, how high up is that rock?
20. It's too far away.
It's too far away?
Yeah. Right. It's at least 25 feet tall, and you're on the other side of the little pond.
Okay. Can I do...
You could run over there and...
Yeah. I'm gonna run up and try to take on the big guy. Cause everyone, I took care of my half of the field, and... Those guys seem to be doing all right over there, so I'm gonna go and try and.
Kill, so you want
to
climb up there?
Yeah.
I'm gonna need. It's gonna take your whole turn to climb up there. Right. Sounds fair, right?
Yeah, he's got
movement and
around.
Then climbing. Yeah, so it's like a slopey rock. So you're gonna have to do a climb check.
Alright.
But you can get up there in one turn.
So I roll a D.
D20.
D20.
Okay. Let's climb.
10 or
11. As you start to climb up, you slip and you fall into the pond with a big splash, but you don't take any damage, so now you are in the pond.
Am I close enough to try to, like, freeze him off?
You're right below him, but he's not, you can't see him.
Well, I don't have to see him. I'm just going to, like...
Freeze the rock. Okay.
Maybe
next
off.
Turn. That was your turn, though.
All right. Well, yeah. I just...
I'm going to... I don't really do too much of an order here, so I'm going to give the big gun a turn. And,
Big Papa.
Yeah. The big one. The big drag, dinosaur-looking thing. Lets out another scream. Ear-piercing. Like, dinosaur-like. And, as he does, all the other ones kind of, you can tell them, they frill up their scales and look a little more fierce, and they all have now +1 to all attack rolls.
Shit.
And also, the two that were kind of chickened out behind the fire leap over the fire and are now on the other side of Cook. Actually, it was 3 of them left. So they have now swooped in, and it is Zan's turn.
I take another shot.
You keep shooting, keep shooting the main one.
He's giving them an AoE buff.
Keep shooting the big one.
Okay, so to recover from my wound.
Yeah, you reloaded.
God damn it.
D20.
Pull off the string. Shit.
Fuck. Nah, you miss.
Fucking shit. I always do this. This always happens to me under pressure.
You just gotta roll well, Simon.
I don't know how.
Did I have you go right after Zan?
Yeah. I think so. I killed one of them.
Okay. Yeah, it's your. You can go. Vidalis.
Alright, well, kill one of the close ones again by us. Whatever. Right. Whichever one's closest. Oh, that's fucked.
It's 7. You miss.
Eight. You miss.
One of them is going to attack Cook. I'm gonna see, what's your AC?
Mine's 15.
I'm gonna say his is 15. He's fighting off three of them simultaneously. And one of them gets through and takes a big bite out of his arm, and he's shouting.
Ah! I scream as he takes the bite. I should have killed that one. I'm sorry.
He takes 2 damage. Meanwhile, 2 more have all closed in on Vidalis. And the first one attacks for 14.
Miss.
The second one attacks for 1. That one actually... Yeah. Leaps past you and comically lands in the pond.
He's in the pond.
And then the third one does 4. And they all miss. But you guys are swarmed and you got these little things trying to chomp you.
There's 4 of them on me.
As Cook is, he's got one in his arm and a rapier in his other hand. And he swings at it and misses, but it flies off his arm. And it's Smekeldorf's turn. He's swimming. You're swimming in the water, and now there is... You're treading water, and there's now one of these little things in there with you, and also the guy up on the cliff.
All right. Well, how well do they climb up the side of the...
Do they? They're nimble little fuckers. All right, they're like cats.
Okay.
Dude, get an angle. You're close enough. Get an angle on this guy and shoot him off.
Yeah.
Or get on land or whatever.
Does that come as a full turn to go on land?
No, that's movement. You can go on land.
Alright. So go on land to get a better angle at the guy up on top.
Well, you can't. It's a sheer rock face on this side. You could go over here, but you'd be all alone. You can do it. This is a rock. He's up on top.
I think I have to.
Okay. Just as you're climbing out, you hear a huge splash and a scream, and this little guy is devoured by what looks to be like a crocodile.
All right.
And it's crazy. And you're like, holy shit, I'm glad I swam out of the water.
Fucking, this island is lit.
Yeah.
Crocodile.
You can try to fire at him. You're close enough.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to...
Can you magic missile
him? Yeah, I was going to try to magic missile him, like, off the cliff.
Oh.
Like, blast him off.
You don't really have a good visual on him yet.
Right.
This side you could maybe climb up and try to do that, but you could fire a magic missile over here to help your homies out.
All right, who's hurting the most?
Vidalis and Zanz have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The whole squad has like 7 of them around them.
All right,
take out what you can.
Well, I already used up my fire. I could. I'll try to freeze them. Like that's a pretty big.
Okay.
How many could I try to freeze?
I think Ray of Frost. To get one of them.
Yeah.
If you try to freeze.
It's a Ray.
Then, yeah. Right. You can freeze one at a time.
1d3 points of damage. So yeah, you can point at one and freeze his ass. You want to do it?
I don't know if I want to.
Just magic missile blowing up.
Well, can I try to blow up the cliff?
Sure.
You get a magic missile the cliff?
Yeah, and like try to like cause a rock slide and like knock it.
Yeah,
knock
the
big
guy
off.
Well, he's on the side. Well,
on the side, it would all just fall into the water.
As you're delivering what to do, 2 more of them come. 2 more of them actually jump in through the bushes, and they're actually trying to cut you off now.
Right.
They just seem to be coming out of nowhere. You guys trying to get the impression that this forest might be filled with these little fuckers.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna shoot a magic missile at the cliff and try to knock the guy off or destroy the cliff.
You fire a magic missile, and I want you to roll for that.
All right.
To see how well you fire this magic missile.
Do spellcraft.
Wait. How does?
Here,
yeah, that's good.
Oh shit, so that's an 8.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Nice. Alright, I'll give that to you. So as you fire it, it obliterates the cliff right here, and you don't knock the guy out. You hear it screech, but it doesn't fall. But now you've made this nice little, almost a staircase to get up that way from this direction.
Nice.
You guys are under attack. One of them's gonna try to take a bite out of Zan. He fails. 2 of them are gonna go out of Vidalis, and they fail too. So now it's Zan's turn.
Go on one more turn.
Shoot the fucker! He's got the only shot.
20.
Crits.
You can do whatever you want with this.
Alright. No. Take a knee.
360 no scope.
Take my time. Right in the left eye.
And the creature tumbles down the cliff a little bit and lands with a splash in the water. Dead as it's floating.
Fuck yeah.
And it floats there for a second before predictably a giant pair of chompers comes out and it is gone.
Hell yeah. Satisfying.
The other creatures are looking a little intimidated. And they kind of are backing off and, like, warily looking from side to side.
I start banging my breastplate with my battle axe and use an intimidate to scare them more.
Nice.
To make loud noises and things.
Cook joins in on this as well.
Intimidate is high.
Yeah.
17.
Cook got an 11. Mm-hmm. You guys are, they're looking real, real scared. Real feral and wild animals. And as you're doing this, before they can even retreat, you hear the whiz of multiple arrows starting to fly out from the bushes. And they start landing all over you guys and hitting them. And a couple of them go down, and then they let out screams each and dart off in different directions into the woods. And all of a sudden, it is just you three, or you four all standing there. Or, you know, you're standing where you were.
Yeah.
There are now arrows all over the place, and you're kind of looking spooked.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the grass, out of the jungle, and all around you guys, emerge these humanoid-looking figures dressed in dark red armor, armed with spears and bows. And some of them are popping out behind trees with bows, and some of them have spears. And there's, you do a rough count, but you think there might be almost at least a dozen of them. And before you can even really move, they have you surrounded, and they're all pointing spears at you.
I asked Cook, so you're going to tell us where the fuck we are?
Aye, son. We're on Dragonglad.
Oh, shit.
And coming down the path, you hear a stomp of hooves, and riding on an enormous horse is the most badass looking of all these figures. Dressed in the darkest black of hide with red trim and red shoulder plates along the side. And it rides straight up to what's your name again? Zanvilar? Yeah.
Zanvilar is my
name. Zanvilar. Zan.
Yeah.
And faster than you can even blink, an arrow is drawn and you're looking straight at the tip of it. And it says, "You will all come with me."
Okay. Right, guys.
Okay,
right,
let's
go.
Sounds
like a good idea.
That's where we're gonna stop at.
So he was. Like,
and yes, she says you are on Dragonglad.
Yeah.
Yes, you're on Dragonglad.
Cool. Fun.
I didn't think you guys would kill the big one. Also, I made them too weak.
Yeah,
you're right. I made them 6 too weak. I thought
they would be
tough.
No, you
weren't
trying to kill us.
No. I wasn't gonna let this die there. Alright, so let's fish out some experience.